get all the dopamine they need from the games and talking to their friends. And they think Ubers are the way to go. And they just don't get, they're not learning the next skill for life. And so that's how they're extincting cars. It's not just creating systems that don't work, not just increasing gas prices, but training young people to not want to go out and do things in the world. And all the studies and actuaries and information show that. And so they made a big joke about it a few months ago when I said, calculators are really destroying our minds. Well, they admit no one knows basic reading, writing, and you know, arithmetic now. They've dumbed the language down. This is a plan to basically make us obsolete. I want to address something that our first caller, Yitz, brought up, then I'll go back to your phone calls. I have four children, and two of them are of driving age. The third one is about to be of driving age, and my son showed some interest in driving, but he had to be pushed a little. And then my eldest daughter, who's an incredible person, I wish she wanted to be public. She'd be on the show. She's so smart, so beautiful, so amazing. I was like Marilyn Monroe. She really kind of didn't want to drive, and we pushed her to do it, and finally she's 18. She finally got her driver's license a few months ago, and now she loves it. And I tried to keep phones and computers away from them, but by the time they hit 16 or so, it's very hard. They get all the dopamine they need from the games and talking to their friends, and they think Ubers are the way to go, and they just don't get, they're not learning the next skill for life, and so that's how they're extincting cars. It's not just creating systems that don't work, not just increasing gas prices, but training young people to not want to go out and do things in the world. And all the studies and actuaries and information show that. And so they made a big joke about it a few months ago when I said, calculators are really destroying our minds. Well, they admit no one knows basic reading, writing, and you know, arithmetic now. They've dumbed the language down. This is a plan to basically make us obsolete. Just like 90% of us don't know how to farm. Well, think how that makes us totally controllable. So here's some headlines dealing with this. Millennials don't drive, and here's why they aren't likely to start anytime soon. And the media celebrates that. The reasons why millennials aren't as car crazed as baby boomers and how self-driving cars fit in. Yeah, you don't need to know how to drive a car. A computer will do it for you. Millennials are right to kill the car. New York Post gets it right. Why lazy, entitled millennials can't last 90 days at work. See why some millennials are lazy and entitled, yet they may be the most successful generation of our time. And it goes on from there. If you look at the spectrums, and there's big analysis and studies out there, we've covered them. The more liberal you are, the more urban you are, and the more you don't know how to change a filter in your house, the more you don't know how to mow your yard, the more you don't want to own anything, the more you just accept the system that's predatory and is cornering you and domesticating you. I know so many people that have never shot a gun. So many people never been in a fist fight. So many people don't know how to change a tire. So many people don't know how to unclog a toilet. So many people don't know how to fry eggs or cook a steak or not just an easy meal to make. They don't know the enjoyment of getting out a cookbook and learning and testing and how you're designed to do it and how fun it is to cook. Their idea is Uber Eats. But when you don't know how to grow food or cook food or fix the electricity or screw in a light bulb, really, what are you? Worthless. And the left celebrates how worthless they are, and they laugh and joke about people that do know how to do something. We're like aliens to them. And I love folks in New York. There's a lot of hardworking, great people in New York and construction, you name it. But I can't tell you how many times in my life I'd be on a trip or wherever, or somebody would be down here visiting, and they'd say, yeah, I thought all you Texans rode to work in horses. And you know, that's the idea these people have. But I'll tell you, my family with horses and cows and pine tree logging operations, and Christmas tree operations and grape vineyards. You take a domesticated leptus that's grown up their life in a high-rise, 500,000-foot apartment, and you take them to my family in East Texas, and there's not even a connection to these people. And they'd look at my cousins and my family driving around on tractors and baling hay and doing all this and go, look at them hillbillies. Meanwhile, those hillbillies are engineers. Those hillbillies have spent decades in the military. Those hillbillies have flown helicopters in combat. Those hillbillies know how to build your building you live in. Those hillbillies know how to run electricity. Those hillbillies know how to kick your ass and shoot a gun and grow a garden. And those hillbillies can take you out in the woods and say, if you got a sore throat, take that plant. That mushroom's edible. That mushroom's not. Look at this chicken of the forest, particular yellow fungus that grows in the back of trees. You can slice off and cook up with some olive oil that tastes like chicken and is super good for you, full of vitamin B12. They think we're space aliens because we know how to skin a buck. We know how to run a trot line. And if we need to, we know how to open up a can of whoop ass. And we know how to shoot bullseye at 400 yards. And we know how to blast a dove out of the air. And we know how to fix a tractor. And we know how to take care of our children when they're sick. And we know how to save money. And we know how to get on our knees to Jesus Christ. And I'll take my hillbilly people any day over the domesticated folks that live in these crime-filled urban hell holes. And I don't think of myself as elitist or better than them. I actually feel sorry for these people. And I feel sorry that I'm way more disconnected from the land than my grandfathers or my father, and my children are more disconnected from me, and that is my failure. So what are we doing now? You'll see me sometimes take off 3-4 days. Where's Alex? I'm out there running a chainsaw, cutting down trees. I'm planting Christmas trees that we sell. I'm feeding cows. I'm riding horses. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm as high as a kite, without any drug, without anything, getting up at 4:30 in the morning, cooking breakfast for my family. And then at 6 a.m. when the sun comes up, when it's still dark, getting in a tractor and baling hay. And then feeding the cows. And then feeding sugar cookies to the pony. And then at night, I'm sitting around that bonfire, looking up at the stars deep in the heart of Texas. And that's what we're meant to do. That's what we're designed to do. And anybody that tries to take you out of that is a liar and is a fraud. All my family have other incredible skills. How to run generators, how to fix trains, how to do it all. And I look at that and I feel so sorry for people that are domesticated. And I tell you, the future is human, and we're going to defeat this new world order. I'm not going to belabor this. We've got a big guest coming up, but it was one of our top five best-selling products because of supply chain breakdowns. Been able to get it for over 2.5 years. We reformulated it and made it even better. Ultimate Bone Broth plus Primal Human Nutrition, the best bone broth out there, hands down. I challenge you to find better. And the regular stuff that's just regular bone broth that's great for your joints and body is on average the same price as this. They have premium brands that sell for 30-40% more. This is the ultimate premium brand. This doesn't just have concentrated chicken bone broth or turmeric root or chaga mushroom or bee pollen or goji berry or alfalfa herb powder, all the incredible things that does. It's got 5 grams of organic soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams of sunflower, lecithin, organic AC Berry antioxidants, added electrolytes to help you recover from exercise, magnesium, potassium, sodium, real organic cocoa bean powder for the flavoring with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. This is cutting edge. You need Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years, just like Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, a limited run, back in stock, and it keeps us on air. If you got joint pain, you're old, you're young, you're in sports, you're not, you got arthritis, you really need to try this. This thing was a 5-star, thousands of reviews when we could no longer produce it anymore, and it's finally back, a game changer. Bone Broth Plus, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.